The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, 20 minutes now before 9 o'clock, Dr. Alan Wolfelt has been recognized as one of North America's leading death educators and grief counselors. He is the founder of the Center for Loss, and he's coming to Port Huron and St. Clair next month. This is a special event that is being brought to the community by Pollock Randall, Carr Simpson, and Marysville Funeral Homes. Joining us right now to tell us more about this program is Funeral Director and Aftercare Coordinator Laura Godwin. Good morning, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
You have gone and found the leading expert on grief and brought him to the area. How did this all come about?
Yeah, well, we are thrilled that Dr. Wolfelt is coming here. He is a pretty difficult person to get to come to your area because he schedules his plan several years out. He's booked up for several years. And we, about 3 years ago, decided that we wanted to bring him back to town. We had previously brought him to town in 2001. And when we looked back and realized how long it had been, we thought, you know, maybe it's time the Blue Water area is, you know, just ready to have him come back and this could be beneficial for our community. Well, that was at the beginning of 2020 and he was scheduled to come in October of 2020. So obviously as things have changed over the past couple years, that got postponed and we were able to get him rescheduled for, you know, this October. And now looking back on that, we just feel like, wow, now our community, as well as communities around the world, just, you know, are really going to be able to benefit from the information that he will be able to provide given all of the grief that has gone on the loss over the past several years. So we are just grateful that he's going to be here with us and hopefully be able to present two programs that will be wonderful for our community members to hear and hopefully bring some real healing.
These programs will be on October 18th and October 19th. Tell us what these programs are going to be.
Yes. So on Tuesday, October 18th, he will be at the Port Huron Northern Performing Arts Center from 6 to 8. And so that is just a program for the public. Anyone is welcome to attend. You do not have to call and register or tell us you're attending. We have been making notes when people tell us that they're coming just so we have some idea of how many people will be there. And it's wonderful if you do want to call us and tell us you're coming. But if you just decide on the 18th that you want to show up, that is perfectly fine. It is free. We're encouraging anyone who has had a loss, who is grieving, who is helping another person through grieving, or just interested in being able to help, you know, people in general to come to that. The title is Tending to Your Broken Heart, Hope for Your Healing. And again, it's a 2-hour long free presentation. Then the following day, on Wednesday the 19th, Dr. Wolfelt will be presenting a seminar for helping professionals. So specifically nurses, hospice workers and volunteers, social workers, counselors, clergy, doctors, chaplains, any kind of those helping, caregiving type people. We have a lot of just general members of the public who have signed up too, who just say, I want to hear more of him. I'm really interested in the topic. And that is going to be on companioning the mourner, caring versus curing. So kind of the contrasting that curing grief model versus walking with people through grief. It's going to be from 9 to 4 at the St. Clair Inn. So we're excited to be at that beautiful new venue in their ballroom. the St. Clair Inn has put together a beautiful, great menu for us. So there will be a continental breakfast included, and then a lovely lunch during the midday and a nice afternoon snack. Continuing education has been approved for nurses for 5 hours, social workers and counselors for 5 hours. So for people that are needing to get those continuing education hours, it's a great way to do that right here in town. And we're just really excited and think that that should be a great day of education.
What a fantastic benefit for the community. And, of course, as anybody who's ever dealt with grief or known anybody dealing with grief knows, there is no expiration date on it. And so, whether you lost somebody in the last year, the last 5 years, or the last 20 or more years, chances are you're still processing and dealing with grief.
Absolutely. Yes. And learning, I work in a lot of grief support groups, and once you've gone through that and are able to learn from things like this, you're always then going to be able to help other people that are going through it. And that's a real ministry that I think people feel once they have been there, that they're able to help others. And this is just another way to learn more and again, be able to help.
Dr. Alan Wohlfelt is North America's leading authority on grief, mourning, and loss. He will be in Port Huron again at the Northern High School Performing Arts Center on Tuesday, October 18th, 6 in the evening, and then that all-day program at the St. Clair Inn the following day. Laura, if people have questions or want to let you know that they're coming or anything like that, what's the best thing to do?
Yes, they can call any of our locations, phone numbers, so 810-982-0179 or 810-985-9605, 364-7100. Talk to any of our staff. We are taking reservations daily. For the seminar, the day-long seminar, we do require reservations for that one, simply because we do have to have the continuing education prepared and we have to know how much food to have.
Right.
So if you are interested in the day-long seminar, we do need to have you call as soon as possible. That is starting to fill. And there is a $30 cost for that, basically just for the continuing education. So that can be paid by cash, check, or credit card. And again, reservations are required for that one. But the evening program, you're welcome to just show up at Northern at 6 o'clock.
All right. October 18th, mark it on the calendar. Presented by Pollock Randall, Carr Simpson, and Marysville Funeral Homes. Laura, thanks for telling us about this. Thanks for doing this for the community.
Well, we, again, really appreciate you having on us on this morning to spread the word, Paul.
You got it. Take care.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.